The Morning Minute is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
When a certain former president wanted to ban travel from dangerous nations, Biden told us such thinking was denigrating, baser, xenophobic.
I don't want anybody to be down right now about what's going on in the Republican Party. I mean this sincerely now. This is not, no, this is, I'm being deadly earnest about this. I want you to remember, notwithstanding the fact that there's one guy absolutely denigrating an entire group of people, appealing to the baser side of human nature, working on this notion of xenophobia in a way that hasn't occurred in a long time since the Know Nothing Party back at the end of the 19th century.
When a certain former president talked about building a wall, Biden told us that we should let everybody come on in.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
When a certain former president decided to block travel to keep COVID contained, Biden called it hysterical xenophobia.
In moments like this, this is where the credibility of the president is most needed, as he explains what we should and should not do. This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia.
But then just this week, the Biden administration announced restrictions for all travelers from China. How the tables have turned. Why such a change of heart, open borders, Joe? Should we apply the same standards to you, you denigrating, baser, hysterical xenophobe? Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.